Hello, I'm Nick Kelly with the BBC News. Stock markets have surged in the Far East amid signs that a deal to prevent Greece defaulting on its debts may be close at hand. The Greek government has outlined further austerity measures to appease its creditors. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel, speaking after an emergency summit in Brussels, said this constituted progress, but work was needed to study the proposals. Chris Morris is in Brussels.
Greece has to make a big debt repayment to the IMF in a week's time, on the same day that its current EU bailout expires. So time is short, and as he left the summit, the Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said the ball was now in the court of the European leaders. But after a bruising 5 months of negotiations, there is still plenty of scepticism about Greece around the Eurozone. Earlier, finance ministers, prompted by Germany's Wolfgang Schäuble, argued about whether capital controls should be introduced, as significant amounts of money continue to be withdrawn from Greek banks.
The BBC has learned that police in London have arrested Rwanda's intelligence chief, who is wanted for alleged war crimes. General Karenzi Karake, who also held the post in the mid-90s, is accused of ordering massacres after the Rwandan genocide. Here's Mark Urban.
The general was arrested on Saturday at Heathrow Airport. The Foreign Office has confirmed to the BBC that the police were acting on a European arrest warrant issued in Spain. An investigative judge there is looking into a variety of alleged offences following the Rwandan genocide in the early 1990s. Charges against the general go back as far as 2008, when a Spanish judge first issued a warrant for his arrest.
Military officials in Washington say an airstrike has killed a militant connected to an attack on a US diplomatic compound in Libya 3 years ago. Four Americans, including the US ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens, were killed in the Benghazi attack. Barbara Plett-Asher reports from Washington.
The Pentagon said the militant, Ali Auni El-Harzi, was a person of interest in the attack against US personnel in Benghazi, Libya 3 years ago. It called him an organizational intermediary who operated closely with extremists linked to the so-called Islamic State throughout North Africa and the Middle East. And it said his death degraded IS's ability to integrate African jihadists into its Mideast fight. The U.S. is deeply concerned about the spread of Islamic State affiliates, especially in Libya, but so far it has restricted its military campaign to the group's heartland in Syria and Iraq.
Kurdish forces in northern Syria say they've advanced deep into Islamic State territory, capturing a military base in Raqqa province. The compound, which IS seized last year, is just 50 kilometres north of the militant's de facto capital, Raqqa City. The Kurdish forces were backed up by US airstrikes and other Syrian rebel groups. World news from the BBC. All flights in New Zealand have been grounded while the aviation authorities repair a fault with the national radar system. No aircraft are being allowed to take off at any of the country's airports. The authorities say they've traced the fault and flights should resume shortly. Official ceremonies and private pilgrimages are taking place on the Japanese island of Okinawa to mark 70 years since the end of the Second World War's last great land battle. Rupert Wingfield Hayes reports from Tokyo.
It was the last battle of the Pacific War, and so bloody that it's claimed to have led directly to the US decision to drop the atom bomb on Hiroshima. Whether that's true, there is no denying the horror. Japanese soldiers were ordered to fight to the last bullet, Okinawan civilians to commit suicide rather than surrender. At the end of it all, on June the 23rd, 100,000 Japanese soldiers lay dead, another 100,000 civilians.
Today, Okinawa hosts 45,000 US troops in what is an often uneasy relationship with local residents. A combined operation in the southwestern cocoa plantations of Ivory Coast has led to the liberation of 48 children and the arrest of 22 traffickers. The international police organisation Interpol said the children aged from 5 to 16 came from Burkina Faso, Guinea, Mali, as well as from northern Ivory Coast. It said some of the children worked in the fields as virtual slaves in extreme conditions without pay or schooling. And Australian doctors say they've identified a neurological condition linked to wearing tight jeans after a woman was partially paralysed by hers. The unnamed fashion victim lost the feeling in her lower legs, collapsed, and was put on a drip for 4 days after she spent hours squatting on her haunches helping a relative move house. Her skinny jeans had to be cut off her swollen limbs. BBC News.